With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Jamaica prepares for Hurricane Beryl with evacuations, curfews, and disaster declarations.
Jamaica directly in the path of Beryl, a Category 4 hurricane packing 145 mile per hour winds. Prime Minister Andrew Holness.
Jamaica must take this hurricane seriously.
The National Hurricane Center's Jack Bevin says conditions will be bad.
Hurricane conditions, including storm surge, heavy rains, and high winds.
Beryl moves on to the Cayman Island, and then
we've got track guidance models that are anywhere from the central and upper Texas coast all the way down to the coast of eastern Mexico.
I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden giving his first post-debate interview to ABC News later this week. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
Following his much-criticized performance during last week's debate, the president has agreed to sit for an extended interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos. He is sure to be asked directly about the debate, his health, his age, and his fitness for another four-year term in office. Word of the interview comes as many Americans, including Democrats, are questioning whether the 81-year-old president should continue his campaign. Greg Cluxton, the White House.
The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits inched up last week, but remains at historically healthy levels despite elevated interest rates. The Labor Department reports jobless claims for the week ending June 29th rose by 4,000 to 238,000. The total number of Americans collecting unemployment benefits rose for the ninth straight week to 1.86 million for the week of June 22nd. The Dow is down 50 points, the NASDAQ adding 79. This is SRN News. San Francisco wrapped up Gay Pride Month with a bang.
And possibly some illegal acts. The city's Pride Parade might be the biggest in the U.S., and multiple observers say it featured nudity before crowds that included children and other acts that cannot be described here. Numerous individual reports and cell phone footage posted on the web seem to depict violations of law at the parade. Ironically, the FBI and ATF were represented at the event. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The only three Republican women in the South Carolina State Senate helped Democrats derail a total abortion ban last year. Now GOP primary voters have booted all three out of office. Voters removing Senators Sandy Sin, Penry Gustafson, and Katrina Sheely from office during primaries that were held last month. South Carolina is one of the most pro-life states in the nation. This is SRN News. Federal health officials say a Florida cucumber grower that used untreated water is one likely source of salmonella food poisoning that sickened nearly 450 people this spring. The water used by Bednar Growers Incorporated of Boynton Beach, Florida, matched a strain of the bacteria that caused some but not all of the illnesses reported in more than 30 states in Washington, D.C. Federal wildlife managers plan to kill one species of owl to save another.
U.S. wildlife officials are embracing a contentious plan to deploy trained marksmen into West Coast wilderness to kill almost a half million barred owls in the coming decades. The goal is to help spotted owls, which are being crowded out by the larger barred owls. Past efforts to save spotted owls focused on protecting their habitat, but the proliferation of barred owls in recent years is undermining that earlier work, threatening spotted owls with extinction. Rich Thomason reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com.